What is up, everybody? Thanks for making that call. Welcome into the Dynasty 401. I'm your host, Robert Iams, and Dynasty 401, your home for Dynasty and all fantasy football. We got Goat Rush 1 on, and getting Geek Mail up in here, but what's up, bro?
Chilling, man.
Hey, it's Wednesday.
Yeah, waivers just went through. Everybody looking at their phones.
Episode 144.
Yeah,
I know.
Man, we almost at 150, man. Yeah, you got to, man.
On today's episode, guys, we're going to – I mean, if you're new to Dynasty 401, welcome in. What separates us is we bring you information of stuff that we're doing with our fantasy teams that we're winning on, and we're just giving you the best information out there because a lot of this stuff is just a blender. You can tell everybody, hey, I rank this guy here, rank this guy here, but you need more. You need to know more. What are the other people doing, you know? So we're going to get that to you today. And – yeah, see who's actually was picked up off waivers. But before we get into any of that juiciness, Jarrett, wants Cortland Sutton for me.
Yeah.
All right.
You know what?
I looked at it. Here it is. You ready? Yeah. All right. I'm going to trade you Cortland Sutton, Trey Sermon, but I want Dalvin Cook and Alexander Mattison.
Okay, I'm sorry, you guys. Are you serious?
Yeah, bro.
Rob,
I'm very serious. This is starting negotiations, bro. You need a wide receiver. You want a wide receiver. Cortland Sutton's getting like 12, 14 targets a game.
I don't need no wide receiver I don't need a wide receiver that bad that I'm going to give you Cook.
Hey, you got a three-headed monster, bro. I need to take that apart.
Yeah, you could take it apart all you want, but it won't be for Cortland Sutton. You know what?
If we start at
if it wasn't a such thing, if it wasn't a such thing as Jerry Jeudy, you know, that actually would be a conversation, but there's no way I'm giving you
You really expect Jeudy to come back and get all these targets?
I don't care what Jeudy does this year. This is a dynasty league. I'm not giving you
Zachary.
I'm not giving you Cook and Madison for who did you say? Sermon
and Cortland Sutton. He was picked up in the second round way before Elijah Mitchell, and I know you got him, so I was trying to give you another young guy so you have a full young set and get rid of the guy that's hurt all the time.
My sets are beautiful in here, buddy. I don't know about that one, Robbie.
I said it's a start of negotiations, bro. You look at my team, you tell me what you need.
You know what? You're right. You sure right, Robbie. I'm look
you,
at
you
team.
Said, what would it take to get Sutton? And I'm thinking, looking at my team, what Ooh. I need a running back. I need a full-on running back.
You're going to have to come off another receiver if you're looking for that running back. That running back is top. That's a designer
running
back.
Cortland Sutton and Chris Godwin.
Oh, now you want to give up. I've been begging for Chris Godwin since this league was made.
Everybody can agree with me. Sometimes you hold on to players because you just want to hold on to them. Sometimes you just do that, Jarrett.
Yeah. Antonio Brown don't feel too good every week, don't he? Dang, I didn't know I had Batman on this team. Oh, Robbie. Anyway, man. Hey, what about V Trophies, man?
V Trophies, supporters of my V Trophies. If you guys haven't checked out myvtrophy.com, you guys got to go check them out. They're the easiest and fastest website to build the ultimate trophy for your fantasy leagues. There's no need to go out and buy a big old trophy or anything like that. You can just make one online and everybody can look at it. It's dope. And it's free. You can't beat free. So today's episode, like I said, we got – oh, there's Jeff. What's up, Jeff?
Robbie, you guys hear me?
What up, Joe?
Hey, what's up, Go Rush? How you doing?
Chilling, man. This dude trying to rob me on live stream podcast.
Oh man, he got a trade to you. He's trying to.
Hey man, I sent you a trade last night, man. You could have honestly denied if you didn't like it.
Yeah, I saw that last night. I was like, I had to give time to think on that. But what's the offer?
Oh, Robbie. Mm-hmm. Oh, go ahead, Robbie. Let him know.
before Jarrett started getting crazy on me, let's say that, I was offering Cortland Sutton and Trey Sermon as a start of negotiations. He asked me, if what I would want for Cortland Sutton. So I look at my roster. I look at his roster, right? He needs a wide receiver. And I'm just starting negotiations here. Mm-hmm. Cortland Sutton and Trey Sermon for Dalvin Cook and Alexander Mattison. Now in this league, I got two firsts in there. I mean, he can get some picks. He could get. I mean, I got like four running backs. I got Henderson, I got Cordell Patterson, I got Javonte Williams, I got Antonio Gibson. I think I got Gibson in this league. No, not Gibson in this one. But I mean, I got guys.
I'm kind of weak at running back though, Robbie.
Javonte Williams sounds pretty sexy there involved in that trade. Do you want that much Denver on your team though, Robbie?
No, I'm trying to send him Cortland Sutton.
Oh, you're trying to send him. That's right. Okay, yeah. I think that's a good start.
Yeah, that is a beautiful start. I don't know, man. I don't know, dude. My running backs on that. Robbie just wants to take away my three-headed monster. That's all it is.
He's got Henry, Cook, and CMC.
Oh, listen. Sometimes the best way to win your league is to take out the person that has the most on it. I don't want to say collusion or anything, but sometimes it's just like everybody knows there's that one dude in the league. It's like, listen, they just lost one arm running back. They wouldn't be running away with it. So I see what you're doing, Robbie.
Robbie, no, I gave up a lot to get Derrick Henry from him, man.
No, you didn't. That was crap, bro. No, you did not. Gave you him, I should not have made the trade.
I gave you. What do you mean?
I would have won last year.
You tapped on that. You tapped on that trade so fast.
You know what
Joe
happened?
Joe Mixon was hot money.
It's because the Rona had me nervous with the Titans last year. Everybody remembers the Titans. They were the first team that had COVID, and everyone was like, oh, crap. They're not going to play anymore. They're done for the season. I wasn't thinking he was done for the season, but I was thinking, hey, I might be out Derrick Henry, you know, 3 or 4 weeks maybe. I don't know how long he's going to be out, you know? And then I seen Joe Mixon just blew up that game. I was like, you know what? I think this would be a good move. I'm gonna go ahead and move on. Joe Mixon looked good. He's got the backfield.
Yeah, he had it all right.
Yeah, he did. He ended up not having nothing. But today's episode.
Go ahead, Robbie. Yeah.
This episode, like I said, we got roster moves. There's a bunch of buys here, big name buys. You got Austin Eckler out. You got Mike Williams out. Keenan Allen, Justin Herbert. You got Dalvin Cook. You got James Robinson. There's some players out there you need to know, hey, who do I pivot to? Because there's some spots here that I'm like, man, I am kind of desperate. What am I going to do? Like, I have a two running back league where I have, who was it? I have Najee Harris and Austin Eckler, both on a bye. Najee Harris, guys, Steelers on a bye. And I have to start running backs, okay? Yeah. My other running backs, I'll throw them out here real quick. Let's see here. Who else do I got? I got Duke Johnson. I have Mark Ingram, Leonard Fournette, and I have Chase Edmonds and James Conner. I'm going to put James Conner and Chase Edmonds in the running back spot. I have to. I mean, looking at my team, everybody's on a bye where everybody's looking to score like 5 points. I can't have that.
Yeah.
This is a big roster. You got a quarterback, two running back, two wide receiver, tight end, and three flex, and one of the flex is a super flex. So you got big league here.
Gee. Yeah, that bench has to be large, too.
Yeah, it's about 10, 12.
Oh, wow, not bad.
I hate that.
So what are some of your guys' roster tilts you're having to do for this week? You got any big buys?
Go ahead, Jeff. You can go first, man.
You know what? I just found this trade here from the one and only Goat Rush One. We don't spell it. We say it out here.
Oh, dude, I am desperate in that league. That's the league I was going to
talk about. Yep. Now, this is a 12-team PPR league, and here's the trade here, Robbie. And, you know, I have, you know, this bye week has been absolutely ridiculous. I mean, I was just thinking about, this, you know, the entire Steelers offense being out, what that means for teams. But here's the trade. He wants to give me Tyreek Hill and Travis Etienne and a first for Derrick Henry and J.D. McKissick. Now, I think this is a league where I have some folks. No, I think Derrick Henry, this is a deep league. So I put him out there because in this league, I'm 4-2, I'm winning, and I'm kind of ahead, and I'm in first place.
Wait, whoa. See, Jeff always wants to start bragging, Robbie. He is. You know what? He is in first place, but we're tied. We're tied. It's a four-way. It's a five-way tie for first place. I'm 4-2 also. But I don't know how I'm 4-2. I'm 4-2. Maybe schedule. Maybe strength of schedule is the reason why I'm 4-2, but I'm 4-2 also.
Okay, but like you said, Robbie – or maybe like you said, Go Rush, how Robbie's trying to rob you of your listen, I got Derrick Henry and J.D. McKissick. Those are my only really decent running backs. Then I got Latavius Murray. I got, speaking of bye weeks, Dallas Cowboys, huge for bye. They're on a bye. I have Ezekiel Elliott and Tony Pollard. So I got that backfield sewed up. Chris Carson's on IR. And that dude, listen, Chris Carson is probably not going to come back Week 11. I know they want to say week 10, but that neck thing I think is a little bit more lingering. So anyway, I have some decent back like depth, and I can throw Carson into my IR spot for a while and then, you know, maneuver around some folks. You know, Pollard, J.D. McKissick's going to come on here with Antonio Gibson going to be sidelined a little bit. Latavius Murray is going to be in that mix of Baltimore running backs with Bell. Robbie, would you make this trade knowing trading away Derrick Henry, knowing that you have Ezekiel Elliott in the waiting, and I'll be getting Tyreek Hill in a first, really, and then Etienne in Dynasty. Yes or no?
I'm sorry, Jarrett, but what? I would not make that trade. I would not do it.
Why?
What? Look, you're at 4-2. You have Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry is a machine, okay? At this point, there's – if you're 4-2, if you get rid of Derrick Henry, I can't promise you you're going to win the title this year. I can't.
Oh, I know. Listen, and the fact that we're in a five-way tie, thanks, Goat Rush, for letting me know that. That puts me in more of a spot of saying, hey, you know, I need to hang on to this Zeke-Henry tandem here. And I got Mike Evans as my number one wide receiver. Now, the rest of the receivers are pretty trash. I'm talking like Marcus Callaway, A.J. Green.
Ooh, well, you didn't say your receivers are that bad.
Greg Ward. Marvin Jones is on the bye.
See, the thing is with this league, Robbie, it's kind of weird because now that I actually look at my team, okay, I understand why I'm 4-2. I'm 4-2 because I got Tyreek Hill, Waller, I got Justin Jefferson, and Mike Williams. Now, my receiving core is kind of decent, but when you're talking running backs, my running backs are like – so basically, it's almost like Jeff, but like total opposite. Like I got Miles Gaskin, Mark Ingram, Damian Williams that wants to catch COVID. I got Booker. Damian Montgomery's gone, and I got ETO IR. That's a short list of nothing.
Boy,
you know what I mean? So I don't know how I'm 4-2 because the receivers was like. They carried me. But now that's what I was talking about with these buys. With these buys hitting like that, Mike Williams and Justin Jefferson being on the same buy kind of hurts me with this squad. And then the cherry on top is that we play each other this week.
That's what I was just going to say.
I really thought that he wasn't taking the trade because we play against each other.
No, I never discourage trades if I'm playing against the person. I don't mind.
That's an instant no. We could trade right after. We could trade next week. I'm not trading the person that I'm.
Well, here's the thing. Robbie actually turned me on to a little bit. I was like, okay, this might be a good start. Maybe I'll counter with some pieces here. I have Mark Andrews in what I don't know. I didn't put him on the block here. I thought I did.
I thought I could bait Waller to you until I seen your tight ends. I'm like, well, he decent.
Well, I mean, there's some start there, though. I wouldn't mind. I mean, I'm just saying. So anyway, that those with this bye week seven, you know,
this bye week kind of hurts.
Killing it. It's killing us out here. But yeah, that's like, a roster that was- move. In a real life roster move, 12 team deep league that I'm trying to, well, I was proposed that I'm considering. Here's one with Waller in my home league. Someone offered me late last night while I was doing waivers. Darren Waller, I would give up Darren Waller. I would get Kyle Pitts back. I was like, one for one. No, I'm not doing that. It's 10
guys,
team PPR.
Don't forget the Bills are out on bye this week as well. So just make sure you guys know that. I know I've been kind of throwing out the different names of the teams, but I just want to make sure you guys know. Let me, I could pull them up here. Just one second. You can keep talking about what you're talking about. I'm going to.
Well, I was like, you know what? Let me counter with this. And my running backs have been decimated. Kareem Hunt, David Montgomery. I have to start Jamal Williams and Nyheim Hines. And he doesn't have great running backs either, but what I'm thinking of is Kyle Pitts. I'm kind of disappointed in Waller so far. Get Kyle Pitts and Miles Sanders for Darren Waller. What do y'all think of that? It's PPR. Yeah.
This dude done brought up Miles Sanders' name again, Robbie. No, I think that's actually – I think now, you know what? I don't have no problem with getting Miles Sanders like that. Like Miles Sanders as a cherry on top, okay, now I feel like that's a steal now. Yeah. You know what I mean? I might not like Miles Sanders, but if you can sneak him off like that, like, hey, Miles, come with me. Now, that's I like that one. Kyle Pitts, yeah. Miles Sanders. I like – this a dynasty? I mean, yeah, is this a dynasty?
Redraft.
Yeah. You never know, dude. Always remember, man. Like, what was the – David Montgomery is a prime example of don't give up on a player just because he – you know what I'm saying? Just because he sucked the first eight. You know what I mean? We ain't even to eight games yet. And yes, some people saying don't start Miles this week, and that's when the best time to go try to get somebody is when they got a bad matchup. Because it's a lot of people that it's some people that wants to win and feel like they're already in the playoffs, and some people feel like okay, I got to win this week. And if you know, I'm pretty sure you know this person well, and if you know if he or she is a person that feels cocky enough to know like oh this team's in the playoffs already. That's the team. That's the people I try to go for first. You know what I mean? I try to counteract their cockiness with, oh yeah, they already think they're there. They passing out Miles. If they'll give you Miles Sanders, they better be strong at running back because I mean he's still a plug in. You know what I'm saying? He's still a plug in for bye weeks, man.
All right, guys. Yeah, here's like the teams that are on bye this week. You got the Bills, Cowboys, the Jaguars, Chargers, Vikings, and the Steelers this week. Just to throw it out there for next week, so you guys know, not too bad. Only Ravens and the Raiders next week. So really small section there.
I'll tell you this: in a 4-1-4-1-1 big spender, I don't have a running back. I found my worst lineup. I ain't got a running back to start as we speak right now because I picked up Zeke and Cook, and they both was on the bye together. And I'm pretty sure I knew this when we did the draft, and I don't know why I did it. And then in Madison, so I don't have a running back, so I'm probably going to be sending some trades today.
Let me throw out one of these rosters, one of these teams I'm going up against. They're 5-1. I'm 5-1 as well. This is our listener league here. Unfortunately, this week, they only have 1, 2, 3 players on their bench that they can play. One is Marlon Mack, because everybody else is on a bye. One is Marlon Mack. The other one is Gerald Everett and Patrick McQueen.
Wow.
This is the lineup, unfortunately. They have Taysom Hill in a quarterback, and they have Paris Campbell in the flex.
This dude is so
Paris Campbell's on IR.
Yes.
Mike Gesicki down in the flex. It's a little rough. A little rough, but I'll be all right.
Who made the schedule in this league, Robbie? Because I really thought you would have been to. I did not know I had to be the one to take that goose egg from behind your undefeated streak. Because and then you, this is your next matchup.
Yeah.
This dude.
So says the guy going up against an 0-6 team this week.
At least he has a team to play.
Hey, dude, yeah, I can't help you out when people don't have anybody to play.
I see.
Another one here. Coming down to my running back situation. Like I said, some of these spots, guys are on a bye. I have James, or no, where's my main guy? Dalvin Cook. Yeah, I have Dalvin Cook in one league and Derrick Henry in a league together. How did I get those guys? That's because nobody didn't want them until it was down to pick 11-12. And 11-12, of course I'm going to take Derrick Henry and Dalvin Cook. And yes, I got them. The 11th or the 12th and the first pick in the second round. Sorry, I had the last pick.
What league was that? Because I was like, oh my.
The Twitter league.
Yeah.
Dalvin Cook and Derrick Henry in there.
Oh, we're all three in there, right?
Yeah, we're all in there.
So right now, no Dalvin Cook, but I did pick up Devontae Freeman off the waiver wire. Because these are the rest of my running backs. I'd have to figure out if I could play them over them. I have Tyson Williams, Jarrett Patterson, and Jeremy McNichols.
McNichols.
Yes.
Dude, my team sucks in that one too, man. This bye week really hurts.
Stephon Diggs is out for me. Dalvin Cook, those are my two main guys.
Yeah.
This is a lot of zeros on this list.
So, unfortunately, down in the flex, it's not looking too hot. I got Elijah Moore and Darrington Felton. And I got Devontae Freeman up there starting with Henry. Which I think, Freeman, if you guys missed our waiver wire episode, check that out. Went out yesterday. Talking about Devontae Freeman as one of my top guys. I think, you know, there's people are talking about the Ernest Johnson. I was listening to my other stuff out there, and a lot of people are saying Ernest Johnson, but I don't think it's going to be, as we've already kind of dove into that. And even though Devontae Freeman is older and he hasn't looked good over the last couple years, I think that now I think he's a little bit more rejuvenated. I know it sounds crazy, but compared to Murray, Bell, Freeman looks like the better one.
Can I talk about the Ravens real quick and how they're managing to sneak in here at the top seed? I know Buffalo lost and everything, but the top seed in the AFC, and they have an IR list that looks like a CVS receipt. You know what I mean? Yeah. Just long, lengthy, and it's unbelievable. But I really love how they're handling this running back situation. And Devontae Freeman showed me a little something last week, and I'm actually giving him some. I was a little late on the buys, but I didn't think a lot of people were going to go for him because of the sexy Dearness Johnson, McKissick's, I'm just saying those are the popular, when people hear those names constantly, they automatic and they look at the trending or they look at their list of who they should pick up or who suggest list, or they listen to various podcasts. Not this one. If you listen to this one, you get the deep dive. But they just fall in line and miss out on folks like Devontae Freeman. He showed me some things, as well as Le'Veon Bell, who got elevated back up from the practice squad as of yesterday, I believe. So I stashed Bell in some places, and I might have dropped him in like really 8 to 10 team leagues. So I was like, you know what? I'm just not going to try to play around with this. Wait. But, you know, in one of those two, if I need somebody, especially like this week, and it might work out, I might try to go and get him. So Devontae Freeman, I like though.
I like that. I like that too, man. Because at the end of the day, man, I really don't see Baltimore. Baltimore's not bringing nobody in. You know what I mean? And like Jeff just said, you know what I mean? If you listen to us, you know what I'm saying? Like me and Robbie always preach, dude. We're gonna tell you who to get before everybody else say, oh yeah, this is who you should go get. So if you listen to us, we always tell you, you're at least going to be a week ahead. And this time next week, if Freeman falls in that play dirt once again,
everybody's going to be scraping for it.
Then it's going to be like, go get Freeman. Because Baltimore, everybody knows Baltimore is going to run the ball.
And let's not forget J.K. Dobbins and Gus Edwards. They're gone all season.
Yes, they're not. Done.
Yes, this is. Yeah, Devontae Freeman could be just a 1 year rental, but that's I'll take a 1 year rental. That's all you need. That's especially all
you
off
need.
The
you
way
to get a title.
Yep. Yeah, you don't get the title. Yeah, this is not a win 2 years and then you get a title. It's 1 year. You know what I mean? You win that year. You walk away with the you win it.
And you sometimes drop Freeman. That's it.
Yes, and that's the thing, dude. If you get hit with the bye week, like some people are, that was like, man, dude, I got Harrison, Zeke. Oh yeah, guess what? They're on the same bye. You know what I mean? Or you got Cook and Zeke, or whatever you want to say it. And Freeman is a nice, decent plug and play. Are you uncomfortable lining your running back against Cincinnati this week? If you're desperate, no. I would love to go against Cincinnati instead of Tampa Bay this week if I had the choice. You know what I'm saying? So, and with a backfield like that, where they're going to hand the ball off to these guys, I'm very comfortable plugging Freeman in, especially for a week. And you never know, his value might build, and you're just sitting on it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, I would not be scared of Freeman. I'm not uncomfortable with Freeman this week at all. Especially if you're desperate, like how we're trying to explain to you guys, just grabbing on some leagues that we in. Like, dude, it's getting to the point of leaving it empty or plugging in Freeman. I'm confident dropping Freeman there. That's how I'm looking. So I like that.
Robbie, can I give another deep running back as well?
Yeah.
That a lot of folks aren't thinking of. And I know it's after waivers. But he's still going to be out there. People aren't going to focus on him because people, again, gravitating towards the sexy names of, like, not so sexy names of Alec Collins or Rashad Penny. But DJ Dallas is the dude that I am stashing. I'm going to.
Yeah, we were just talking about him yesterday.
Very okay. There we go. That's why you podcast, y'all. Why you make the call? DJ Dallas is going to emerge out of that backfield as the one to help, both, you know, get them through this tough time. Man, does Geno Smith look off? I think he's garbage before.
I think
Cam
Newton might be going there.
Yeah.
That ain't going to help him much. I'm going to go ahead and say it.
No, it's not going to help him much at all. But Geno, that was a crucial fumble. But I don't know.
Yeah, when you give it away 2 weeks in a row trying to win a game, you got to come out.
Yep.
So, but anyway, this offense needs some balance, you know. You know, like Big Sean, get that balance, you know. You know, listen to that song. That's what I'm saying, you know. And to help this team get through the Russell Wilson finger gate situation, they need to stretch this offense out a little bit. Run some different sets. We saw the struggle of Tyler Lockett. If you listen to the Fantasy Futures podcast, I told him sit out Tyler Lockett because he was not going to be able to come up. Now this week, he'll have it'll be a different story. But with Penny's washed me. Washed Penny. Out of here. Get out of here. Collins is hurt. He was banged up at the end of that Steelers game. That went a little longer. He did have some very nice run. He actually did really well against that Steelers D, Alex Collins. But I think he's gonna end up just being out of here. Just get out of here. You know, he's not gonna make that next start here. I don't know what they're gonna do running back wise, maybe bring someone in or not. But I love DJ Dallas. And I especially think in game situations, if you're in PPR, deep leagues in PPR, he's gonna get that out of the backfield receiving work for sure. So for me, DJ Dallas is my stash to help you win now and for weeks to come.
Yeah,
but I'm glad that you guys talked about it too, because you know I'm glad to hear that I'm not alone on that.
No, man, I like DJ Dallas going forward. I like DJ Dallas last year, but he just I think he got injured or something like that. But DJ Dallas is they trust him clearly, like Robbie was bringing up yesterday. They put him in, they gave him a couple drives, so I like it.
Especially we're putting him in the receiving game, trying to get him going as well. And he did good. He caught all five of his targets. So that just shows them, hey, if you need to throw me the ball, you know, you can look my way. I got you.
Yeah, two hands. I got two hands.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
Any other roster construction
I just got offered a trade in another league. Y'all don't mind going over this real quick?
Yeah, we'll go over this one, and then tomorrow we'll break down all the starts.
Yeah, for this week. Perfect. Okay, 12-team PPR redraft. Shout out to the no punt intended league. Okay, here we go. From my boy, the Hitman Josh. Shout out. Okay, I received Russell Wilson, you know, the Seahawks, and Tyler Lockett, and Michael Thomas. Okay.
No.
I give away.
No.
Trade away Matt Ryan, Amari Cooper, Kenyon Drake, and Cortland Sutton.
No.
This dude went for it.
You know what? I would. If you could take out Cortland Sutton and put somebody else in there, I don't see no problem with who would you said Michael Thomas and who was the other people you would get?
Russell Wilson, Tyler Lockett. No, thank you.
Yeah, no.
I do not like Thomas.
Nah. I do not like Lockett.
Robbie doesn't like Lockett. You know, Lockett, next year, Lockett's going to probably be – he's probably going to be – that's probably going to be his last Ruha year, maybe next year because of Russell going down. It, like, gave Lockett another year with Russell going down, I feel. But, yeah, I think you can – I feel like you can play with that. You know what I mean? Try to pull in some other people, take out a couple people. But, I mean, that's a good start. What, Robbie, call it a first negotiation. I like that. Mm-hmm. I think Michael Thomas is the only thing that make my eyes get big. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That one. But I wouldn't want to give Courtney Sutton up for Michael Thomas.
I really don't either. Or Amari Cooper, really. Kenyon Drake, I don't mind.
Yeah.
Who's my other – oh, Patrick Mahomes is my quarterback. And it's a one quarterback league. So I'm like, okay, yeah. I don't mind, like, just having Patrick Mahomes just do as much as he's kind of struggled, quote unquote. You got to stash it and stash in Russell.
Yeah, you got to sometimes look at like Fozzie does, dude. Just by, okay, so basically what you're saying, you want Michael Thomas and he starts naming all the big names and forgetting the other people. So yeah, I guess that's straight.
Yep. So but, I think it's a good start. I just want to get your thoughts on it. Courtland Sutton though is going to ball out on Thursday. Sure.
Yeah, man, but I really feel like when Judy comes back, dude, I think Corden, he's gonna drop a couple pegs for me.
I don't think so for me. I'm actually sticking with him. I don't think I wasn't high on Judy coming in this year though. Probably as much as other people. So okay.
Judy's a speedy guy, like a Ruggs, you know, kind of thing, and and Sutton's that body Renfro style.
I don't know about Rugg. I mean, I think Judy brings a little bit more to the table than just running down the street, Robbie. But if you want to say that, I mean, I wouldn't say Henry Ruggs. That was kind of, I don't know. Maybe because I'm big on Judy.
Big old Judy.
Yeah, I don't think he's a true one-trick pony. I think he got a little more tricks.
I think he's got a little bit more, but I mean I don't think he's going to take anything away from Sutton. Not this year. Not this year.
Man, Judy was on track before he got hurt, man. He was decent.
He was. You're right. He was moving along.
He was decent, but he also didn't have Sutton all last year.
Right.
He was the only thing out there.
Yeah, but
and now you got Tim Patrick.
He was locked on the ball.
Yeah.
Tim Patrick's very consistent.
No, no. That's what I'm saying. I like Tim Patrick.
Yeah, that's gonna be a
Tim Patrick's nice. Yeah, he's gonna be.
Yeah,
nice,
I think that's gonna man. Denver needs to. Yeah, they need to figure it out over there. They got a decent running back. They running back decent coming in next year. Denver's gonna be a team to watch to see what they do in the draft because they got to figure it out.
Yeah. All right, guys. That's going to be it for this episode. We just want to talk over some roster construction trades, some ideas of who to start. And tomorrow we're going to, you know, we know how we do it. Thursday, Friday, we deep dive into the games, who are starting, who are not starting. You already know what it is. Thanks, Jeff, for coming on.
For sure.
Absolutely. God. Absolutely. I want to jump on tomorrow, too, because that start-sit conversation is going to be wild for this week. Yeah. So, I'll be on there tomorrow morning.
All right,
I'll I'll be here too, man. Bright and early. Me and the GOAT. We're here.
All right, Jared. I appreciate it, bro. Appreciate it, Jeff. Sure, man. You guys have a good rest of your day out there. You enjoy too, it. And yeah, I'll see you guys tomorrow morning. Make that call.
Hey.
All right. Later, homies. Where can we find you, Goat Rush? Where can we find you, Jeff?
You already know, man. Goat Rush 1, man.
We don't spell it out here. We say it.
Straight up, man. Shout out to the guys. B Twitter was popping last night. I was at work like, dang, my phone ringing like a joint.
Yo, hey, that's what – listen, it's all love in the family. You can find me on Twitter at geek_mill. Also, the Fantasy Futurist Podcast, Spotify, Anchor, and the YouTube channel is coming along real nice.
Yeah.
Y'all heard it. Y'all take it easy. We'll see you later.
Peace. Yep.